Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sports Radio 610 presents Seth Payne and Sean Pendergast.
We coming to H-Town. Let's get to work in, man. Let's go.
Great day. Great day. Oh, give me some juice, baby.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, what's happening, everybody? Happy Wednesday to all of you. Nice to be with you. We appreciate you getting up with us. We're with you till 10 a.m. this morning. I'm Sean Pendergast. He is Seth Payne. Together, we are Payne and Pendergast. Seth's off to a good start. He's in a good mood today, I can tell.
I'm in a hell of a mood. There's just something about, you know, sometimes you just got to sit back and practice gratitude, Sean. That's what all the podcasts tell you these days. Get yourself an app, you know, for $1.99 a month that reminds you to practice gratitude. But I'm just sitting here thinking about all these other sad sack Major League Baseball teams who have seen so many fewer than 22 pitchers in the first 20 or so baseball games. Like Astros, they keep rolling them out. Yep. Forrest Whitley. Yeah, why not? It's time. Why? Is it time? Because there's nobody else.
There's nobody left. Yeah, there's nobody left. I love me a good buffet.
Certainly, you can't. Nobody knows where Ryan Pressly is. That's the big controversy right now is whether or not Ryan Pressly is actually Ryan Pressly or if it's a reptile replacement. That's all the buzz on the internet right now.
Yeah. Keeping Dubin in last night. That was interesting. As you can tell, if you're just waking up, you can tell by the tone. The Astros lose again last night. It was very similar to the to the first game of this series, where it was a very low-scoring, close game. Braves scraped together a couple of runs somehow, some way. This time by a home run that nobody could really tell if it was a home run.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it was. We've got that audio later too. It ended up being not that that controversial of a call, but yeah. Well, Altuve struck out on a ridiculously inside pitch.
Yeah,
there was. Look, if you're gonna start Forrest Whitley,
well, they didn't start him. I mean,
yesterday if you're gonna give him his first time in Major Leagues, this is as good a time as any, I guess.
Yeah.
It's weird. It's bittersweet. I really feel like there should have been if we'd had more lead time yesterday, could have been Forrest Whitley Day. I'm not even being sarcastic, Sean. I'm sitting there. I'm thinking about the plight, and I'm reading a couple articles on Forrest Whitley this morning about the litany of medical and non-medical issues he's had.
Oh, it's an amazing story. It really is.
And honestly, there should be more country music songs about minor league pitchers. If it weren't for the fact that guys like Forrest Whitley have made several million dollars down that long ego bludgeoning road, then there's one thing. But the guys, you know, the minor leaguers who aren't making the big coin, the plight is the same, whether you're making money or not. It's a constant kick in the nargs when it comes to your self-esteem.
Yep.
And it's year after year. Like, nope, you're actually not good enough. Yeah, you're one of the best in the world, but you're not good enough.
Not good enough,
and so Forrest Whitley gets his chance and ultimately ends up being a non-factor. There could have been a rally if maybe Espada had pulled Hunter Brown earlier, if he had pulled Dubin earlier, if Ryan Pressly were alive, anything. There could have been an actual rally in the ninth inning, but it was all for nothing.
Yeah, it looked a lot like the game on Monday. Close, low-scoring game, and then the Braves explode in the ninth inning. Forrest Whitley did come in, as Seth pointed out, got a couple outs, didn't give up any runs. He allowed a runner he inherited to score. But it was just, I mean, for Forrest Whitley, just getting on a major league mound was probably a pretty cool thing. They showed his family there. That was pretty cool. I think
I've had enough of seeing all these families. They're all awesome. I'm not criticizing the families themselves. It's just, again, there's too many damn pitchers they've used this year.
Yeah.
It's nobody's fault. It's nobody's fault except the baseball gods. They can all go to hell.
Well, I mean, it's kind of the fault of all the guys who couldn't make it out of the first or second inning a week or so ago.
That's true. It's their fault.
That is kind of their fault.
Including Hunter Brown. I blame Hunter Brown even despite last night's performance.
Yeah. Like, it's kind of their fault because that and injuries have set this pitching staff sideways to where they're having to option guys and bring guys up just to have fresh arms. That's how Forrest Whitley wound up in the major leagues yesterday. I would say the one positive to take away from yesterday's game is it looks like Hunter Brown figured a few things out after his last start where he couldn't get anybody out. Like, literally got two guys out and allowed 11 hits and 9 runs against a really good lineup. He was pretty solid. You know, like, he was solid enough. He had 6 innings, 2 runs. Here was Hunter Brown after the game yesterday talking about being able to bounce back.
That's probably the worst, if not one of the worst outings of my life, so... You know, I was chomping at the bit to get back out there. You know, I got my teammate support, you know, leading up to this outing. So, you know, I want to go out there and try and deliver some quality innings for the club.
And he did. He pitched well enough to win. 6 innings, 2 runs with this lineup, you should be able to win the baseball game. Yeah, he was good. Hunter Brown was good. That was comforting to see him do what he did last night.
The one comforting thing that I think I heard this on Locked On Astros podcast was that this is the exact same record. Everybody just hold on until we finish.
Yeah.
Exact same record the Astros had at this point in 2016.
Oh.
And I hear you. I hear you, Astros historians. Hey, wait a second, Seth. Let me check my almanac.
Yeah,
the Astros didn't make the playoffs that year. Right. But they did win 84 games. The playoffs are larger this year. The playoffs have been expanded since. Would the expanded playoffs have made the playoffs in 2016?
That's what I'm checking right now. I need a minute. I still have the schedule open.
Let me shed a little bit more light on it for everybody.
Okay.
Alex Bregman hadn't even been called up at this point in 2016. So the equivalent effort that you got out of Alex Bregman, where he didn't get a hit hardly ever, just like he's doing right now.
Right.
Like that, he hadn't even showed up to not show up yet.
Hey, Forrest Whitley hadn't even been drafted yet.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, he'd be drafted.
Forrest Whitley, like just like this year, had hardly been used until the very end of the stretch.
He hadn't even been drafted yet. Yeah, so I'm trying to find it. Baseball Reference is the worst when it comes to just the structure of the actual website. But
if you're trying to go for something, just sometimes Wikipedia is the absolute... The absolute best.
Yeah.
The whole thing about Hunter yesterday too was just, look, the problem in the last start was he was throwing everybody big old meatball strikes. It's like, here you go, I'm a fastball pitcher, I'm gonna serve him right up to you. He used more of the plate last night and ended up being just like, it was a much more professional performance, and it just needs to be more consistently that out of him and JP France.
Afternoon game today. So we get JP France today.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, good. We get an afternoon game and Survivor in the evening.
I've got
no conflict of interest.
Oh, you're watching it live tonight.
Yeah, I end up losing sleep because sometimes I wake up at 4 a.m. Earlier than 4 a.m. to watch Survivor.
Yep.
And catch up on it. It's not the best use of my sleep time, Sean.
They would not have made the postseason in 2016. Okay. Yeah, they would.
So they need to rally
seventh
back.
Place in the AL.
Stronger and harder than they did in 2016.
Yeah.
All right.
Probably
what
better.
What would the cutoff have been for the playoffs that
86
year?
Wins. They missed it by 2.
Yeah,
they missed by 2. So they need to amp it up a little bit. Hey, look, in 2016, they didn't start just 6-13. They started 6-15. So they've got a couple games of cushion, baby.
Obviously, where all of the starting pitching settles in is going to be a huge, huge deal here.
Yeah.
Maybe in the long run, it's a silver lining that Verlander misses the first part of the season, because then at his advanced age, he'll still be able to ration his innings out in more 7 and 8 inning chunks. Now that he's just missed, they've lopped off a month of his start.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
He's motivated to get a bunch of innings though, because I know he's got that vesting option for next year. I got to check and see what it is.
I wonder if he even thinks about that though anymore. You know, I mean, it's good. It's a nice little carrot on a stick.
Yes,
for him.
$35 million, man. I don't know. Maybe he's paying him $35 million next year if he doesn't.
Oh, yeah, that's a good. Okay, all right, Yeah, I you know, in my mind, I'm like, yeah, but he would still get paid somewhere else. But you're right, he's not going to get paid.
Not like
million.
Yeah, not like
if
he
does
was.
Specifically because if he doesn't reach that milestone, it's because of his age. He's
bingo,
not rebounding like he
yeah,
used to.
It's a self-fulfilling. Self-fulfilling okay. prophecy there.
So, $35 million, as rich as Justin Verlander and Kate Upton. I almost said Kate Hudson.
I like them both.
Be less glamorous. Yeah, I guess it wouldn't be a bad. He would have been
like
fine with either of them. $35 million is still a pretty nice carrot. By the time their child is in college, I'm guessing college tuition is going to be about $1.3 million per year.
$35 million. Yeah.
So, if they have any more kids, especially, like next year could potentially pay for parts of their education.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah. Dude, I think about that a lot. I'm like, I'm so glad my kids are through now.
I was looking at an inflation chart yesterday. You know, it spent me about 45 minutes to find one that wasn't, you know, politically...
Right.
Sweet.
I need a neutral inflation chart.
But it was just showing the various categories of inflation,
yeah.
What has inflated and what hasn't. And my God, college tuition.
Yeah.
Good news, though, Sean. Textbooks were skyrocketing up with tuition, alongside tuition, until a couple of years ago. For some reason, textbooks balanced out. So thank goodness for that.
E-books.
Like the full you know, 1.5% of the tuition that is spent on books has gotten a little bit less.
The only good thing about expensive textbooks was you got a lot back for them when you brought them to the bookstore when you needed beer money. That was a big source of beer money.
When my academic career started going downward, just nothing quite like knowing that you were bringing that book in pristine condition.
Yeah,
to turn back in, they're not gonna. I'm gonna get the full amount for this book.
Good. This is mint. Mint, I say.
Look at it. You find any creases on the binding of this thing? No, you do not.
No underlines. No highlights. No little side notes jotted down.
Not a little. Yeah, I didn't dog ear any of the pages.
That's
not
it,
one
man.
Bit. You
this
know.
Thing has not been opened. Opened. All right.
It's still in the plastic.
There's people wanting Dana Brown to get on the plane with the Braves and go back to Atlanta on the text page.
Hey, Dana Brown.
They're like, take him with you, Atlanta. I don't blame Dana Brown for any of this.
How about Dana Brown trades himself and a prospect for...
There you go.
For that kid that pitched two nights ago. At least last night he had a good pitcher.
Yeah.
You know, like a bona fide major league pitcher. Two nights ago, it was a AAA dude just owning you.
Shut you down. All right, Payne and Pendergast with you. So the Astros
Dana
lose.
Brown's like, I scouted that guy.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, guys. I heard Dana Brown's in the clubhouse after the game. Wow, these guys are pretty good, aren't they?
Like bragging.
You know
who
drafted these guys? He's got two thumbs and a big salary in Houston.
That's right. Two thumbs and put this staff together. So the Astros lose. They try to salvage something today. Afternoon start over at Minute Maid Park. JP France on the hill for the Stros. All right, we'll circle back to them a little bit later on. Congratulations, Forrest Whitley, for making your big league debut. Speaking of sports on a diamond with a bat and a ball, the rosters were announced for the J.J. Watt Charity Classic yesterday.
I'm excited. I'm actually genuinely excited,
dude,
about this. I don't know why.
This is a star. I'm telling you right now, like, this is the greatest J.J. Watt charity classic in the history of J.J. Watt charity
really?
Classics. Yes.
You know what? I think J.J.'s been watching the Cactus Jack, you know, and he sees it. There's probably some competitive juices now.
Dude, this game is going to be a whole lot of fun. I've got four roster observations for the two teams
okay,
here.
Good.
It bounces off of the old Seth man right here, the old Sethers. We're going to do that coming up next.
Yeah, it's not a slow news day. This is important. This is important actual news.
It's the
news.
Number one trending topic right now.
I know.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what we do. Everybody, you guys accuse us of, like, hey, you don't have your finger on the pulse of the people. We do. We have our fingers on the pulse of people who still read the Chronicle. Is it a weakening pulse? Yes. Is it about to expire? Certainly. But still, those people are our voice.
What up, y'all? It's your boy, Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host, Harrison Sanford, on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.